Giant Radio, original podcast.
A child is brought into this world with a lot of love. This little human is so tiny and requires a lot of care and looking after in order to grow into a healthy baby. One of the most important roles is played by the breastfeeding given by the mother. This is Manika and welcome to this special podcast. We are celebrating the World Breastfeeding Week, which falls in the first week of August, and this year it is 1st to 7th August. And to talk more about it, guide the new mothers who are listening to us is Dr. Yashika Gudesar. She is head of the department and consultant, obstetrics and gynecology, Manipal Hospitals in Dwarka, New Delhi. Dr. Yashika, welcome to Chimes Radio.
Thank you, Chimes, for giving me this opportunity. This is the lactation week and we are celebrating it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's our pleasure to be talking to you. So let's begin with the first thing first. A mother who started breastfeeding the newborn is like getting to know her baby. It is a very intimate, a very close feeling with the child. And it also gives a lot of satisfaction to the mother. So how important is it in terms of nourishment for the child?
And for the most important information for a breastfeeding woman, knowing the newborn, the mother should know about the newborn intimately. It is a very satisfying feeling. It is important as your baby is a part of you, needing full nutrition from you. And if you don't know whether your baby is hydrated or dehydrated, or whether your baby is passed urine properly and passed motions properly and it is fed properly, the next meal, the next timing of the feed of the baby is very important for the mother to know. And whether the baby has passed stools or not passed the stools. When your baby is hungry, you should know that your baby has already passed stools and passed urine. So now the time the baby is crying, it's for the hunger. It is not that the baby is just crying. So sometimes the mothers get confused whether it is the cry just because of the feed or just because of the any other reason. So it is very important to make a proper connect with your baby, knowing your baby's cry, knowing the urine motions, the feed timings of your baby.
Of course, that is making a connect with the child, with the baby. But to get through it is definitely a journey. So just would like to have your expert words on how often normally does a baby take feed.
Some babies take feeds early, every too early. Some babies take feed maybe every 4 hourly, or maybe up to 4 hours is okay to have feeds every 4 hours.
Okay, all right. And this is a question that I've always had in mind. We often see that some mothers get less feed or do not get feed immediately after they give birth to the child, especially in the case of cesarean section. So what should a mother do in such conditions?
Often we see that mothers do not give enough feed for the baby after the cesarean section. But in my practice, I have seen that this is not always the reason. If a cesarean section has been done in a premature baby or a preterm baby, this can happen, but not in a term mother. And to improve this much better, like the first 3 days, usually the milk is a colostrum. It is a concentrated milk, and our baby is usually having extra fluid in its body to maintain that 3 days. So the less liquid milk is okay for the baby, and the baby can manage. And every 2 to 3 hours, just bring the baby to the mother's breast and the mother's nipple. The latching should be good. Take the help of the sister, the doctor, the lactation specialist, and the baby will learn. The 3 days are a learning process for the mother and the baby. If the baby is passing urine 5 days to 5 to 8 times in the day, then your feed is adequate for the baby. There is no need for a top feed. If your neonatologist or your pediatrician thinks that there is a requirement, they will let you know. But as I talked about the C-section mothers, the mothers who have proper knowledge, even for a normal delivery patient, they should know fully about lactation. That is very important. If they know how the lactation goes by, how the colostrum is made, the first 3 days, what will happen, so they will not panic and they will not be scared. And then asking lots of questions will be less, and you have the relatives who will be guiding you, misguiding you, people around you who will be guiding and misguiding you. You will know what is right information and what is wrong. wrong.
The old wives' tales, of course, may or may not guide you. The best person to choose is the mother, of course. And in order to have good feet for the child, what do you suggest, Dr. Yashika, should be the lifestyle and dietary changes a mother must adapt to?
So what lifestyle changes and dietary changes do we need to get good feed? All of us know that milk is 70% of water. So if we take, the mother takes less water. So most of the times in delivery, we have seen that we in our country, the advice is to give less of water. So that is a wrong concept. It is not required that you should take boiled water or only water. You can take normal water, which is not cold, normal temperature water. You can take hot water. You can take ajwain water, which is good for uterine contraction. But every time you have to take the same water is not required, because it is not possible to take that type of water, hot or ajwain water, for a large quantity for a longer time. So just take normal liquids, all of them, even dahi, and everything else can be taken. But it should not be very cold. That is very important. It should be fresh. It should not be sour. It should be in a normal feed. You can take nariyal pani. You can take fluid in many other forms. Milk is the best form. The other food products which will increase your milk content will be methi, jaggery, dalia, ashwagandha, laddus, which we make in North India for all our patients, with all this sesame seeds, with atta, with all the gond and everything. These are very good for the mother and for the milk formation. The most important thing which I feel is the relaxation. The mother is not relaxed. The milk is made from the brain. The mother is relaxed. The prolactin is secreted from the pituitary and the milk expression is there. So massaging the back, giving relaxation to the mother, playing with the baby, just not bringing the baby to the mother when the feed is required. The mother should change the clothes of the baby, play with the baby for 5-10 minutes, then give the milk to the baby, then the milk reflux is more. So that is a very important thing which all the Manut Kamang mothers should know.
Wow, that indeed is a very essential information that all the mothers, expecting mothers and lactating mothers, need to know. And one question that I often see mothers asking on various mom groups on social media: what is the ideal age of the child to wean them off from breastfeeding?
So what is the ideal time to wean off a baby? 1.5 years to 2 years is the ideal time to wean off the baby, because most of the patients are working these days. They have to go back to the jobs, and by that time the baby already has teeth, and if you feed more than that, there is chances of breast infection in the mother, and usually the babies then they don't take the normal food products, and obviously the milk is deficient is in iron, so we need the baby to have all the other food products also. So by 1.5 years to 2 years, you can stop giving your milk slowly and slowly. You can discuss with your obstetrician about how to go forward with age.
Of course, an expert guidance will definitely be a lot of help in this matter. Moving ahead, Dr. Yashika, considering the present situation of COVID-19 pandemic, God forbid, if a feeding mother gets COVID, can she still feed the baby and keep them safe?
During COVID, there has been a lot of confusion regarding the feeding of the baby. But during COVID, if the mother is suffering from COVID, you can still feed your baby with wearing your mask and using gloves and using all the hand sanitization and procedures. And you can, the other way which mothers feel comfortable, they can express their milk and give it to their babies. Some of my mothers kept their babies in a different room or in a different house also at times, because there was no help that way and they were not very well. So their expressed milk can still be given in those conditions. The mother milk only should not be in high temperature when it is being given. When the mother is having fever, at that time feeding should be avoided. But the milk which is taken out can always be given later on.
Right. This indeed is a very important thing that I'm sure our listeners listening to us will get a lot of help with. And as we know that once a person gets COVID, his or her immunity goes down. There's a lot of weakness in the body. Now, a breastfeeding mother who's still recovering from COVID, what are the precautions, and especially the dietary changes, the kind of food the mother has to eat in order to cover up for the weakness she's had because of the ailment?
So a mother who is COVID positive also and who is recovering can give their feet very easily. But a COVID recovering mother needs to take a lot of nutrition to prevent those deficiencies in the baby also. All the fruits, more of proteins, milk, fruits, It's very important. The diet should be rich.
What would you advise to the mothers on the occasion of this World Breastfeeding Week?
One thing which I have told all my patients, if some mother is giving more milk, some mothers have milk, they can feed more babies also. Even they can express their milk and give it to blood banks. And some mothers might have less milk, but they should be happy. Even if they are giving less milk and giving top feed to the babies, they should be happy. The happiness of the mother is more important to feed their babies. Just feed your baby. Don't be sad. Don't be unhappy. As much as you are feeding, you should be happy with your baby.
Yes. Stay happy and relaxed. And take care of the baby. Thank you so much, Dr. Yashika, for talking to us.
Thank you, Chimes Radio, for the celebrating childhood and motherhood and celebrating breastfeeding during COVID-19.
The pleasure is indeed ours. Thank you so much again for talking to us. And to our listeners, especially the mothers, breastfeeding is not only important for the baby, but also for the mother. Not only does it help in complete nourishment of the child, but it also gives the mother that happy feeling of raising and providing for her newborn. So, from Chimes Radio, a very happy breastfeeding week to all the mothers. Enjoy this time, enjoy motherhood. And for other podcasts that enrich and entertain you, keep exploring this space and also make your children listen to various podcasts that we have for them. Because Chimes Radio is India's first kids podcasting network.